This is 103.3 WZND's Bird's Eye View, here to give you a comprehensive look at the Bloomington Normal community's most important issues. Investigative reporting from the award-winning WZND News Team, here for you. Unbiased, engaging, and comprehensive. Bird's Eye View starts now.
Hello, and welcome to the April edition of Bird's Eye View. In this month's episode, we're looking into the recent AI innovation boom. We'll look at the effects of AI development on the economy and labor market, information technology, business, education, and healthcare. We'll also hear students' opinions of the AI revolution and if the expected outcomes will be positive or negative. I'm your new Bird's Eye View producer, Luke Biondi.
And I'm your co-host, Lauren Leisure.
And I'm your other co-host, Colleen Holden.
How are you guys doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm excited to dive into this topic.
I'm doing great, too. I'm excited as well. And this month's topic is dynamic and relevant on a national and a regional scale. So I'm excited.
Glad to hear it. We have a great show coming up shortly. But before we begin, we need to take a quick break. You're listening to Bird's Eye View on 103.3 WZND.
Welcome back to Bird's Eye View. This month's topic is artificial intelligence.
Artificial intelligence has become a pivotal force shaping various aspects of modern life, influencing things such as economics, businesses, higher education, and the workplace. By enhancing efficiency, personalizing learning experiences, and automating routine tasks, AI is revolutionizing how we operate and interact in an increasingly interconnected world, whether this is a good thing or not.
One of the most wide-reaching effects of the AI revolution will be automation and a changing labor market. Worries regarding workers being replaced by machines and mass unemployment are common among the general public, but top economists scholars think the situation may be a little bit more complicated.
The broader effects of the AI revolution on aspects of the economy such as employment, automation, and technological innovation are still undetermined and spark much debate among scholars. Economic policy advisor at the Federal Reserve of St. Louis, Alexander Bick, says fears and speculations about automation due to technological advancement are nothing new and have been widespread since the inception of the Industrial Revolution.
The benefits that we get from automation, that certain products become cheaper, I mean, the benefits for each individual, they are relatively small, but they accrue to a lot of people, so there's a kind of big benefits, but then these losses are very heavily concentrated and these individuals were negatively affected. I mean, the benefits that everyone gets that are relatively small, they just don't compensate for those losses. So I think given that it's so salient who's losing and what it happens to communities, I think that makes it just scary for everyone. And we kind of, it's hard to see in that context, like the benefits that everyone gets that are relatively small versus those losses that hit a group of people or certain areas very hard.
Big claims that because economists have noticed fears regarding automation have been so widespread for so long, they are typically less worried than the general public about the effects of AI on job automation.
A lot of economists, I feel, have the sense that this has happened now for so many hundred years, that there were always some people who were losing, but overall, as a society in total, we were gaining from it. And to the degree that this historical process of destruction, something new being created, has benefited society as a whole, I mean, if things proceed like that, as they did in the past, I think there's maybe less worry for a large group of economists relative to the past. But then I think there's also a reasonable number of economists that thinks this time is different in the sense that AI is not only automating, but possibly can take things to the next step, the next level by, independent thinking.
According to Bick, the productivity and societal benefits of the AI revolution will be widespread across sectors. But the biggest gains in productivity will be seen in industries that are already highly integrated with cutting-edge technology.
And at least for now, in the kind of shorter term, I think that the sectors that have a lot of technological use will be the ones that see the most immediate benefits in terms of helping to automate tasks, helping to do tasks faster, or maybe even a little bit better. So a lot of software engineering, I think, But also call centers probably going to see quite a bit of productivity gains.
For Bird's Eye View, I'm Luke Biondi.
There is already evidence that AI innovation has led to increased productivity among certain workers, so it is possible that society will be allowed by AI to generate more wealth with the same amount of labor.
One of the biggest job creators of the artificial intelligence boom is that of information technology, or IT workers. WZND's Joey Delahunty has the story.
We've been talking a lot about AI's intelligence, but an aspect that's often overlooked is the artificial part. That is, the technology behind the product, the gears of the mechanism. According to Professor of Information Systems James Wolfe, the public often fails to understand much of how AI actually works.
I think it's wildly off. One, I think some people believe it's way more accurate than it is, and others, probably think it's just a fad and it's going to go away, and I think both of those are probably wrong. But, they are increasing, it's getting better, and as a result, they're getting more useful, and in the future, people are going to have to, get used to them. So again, I think it'll kind of mellow out over the time.
One thing that AI is inarguably good at, though, is creating boring text. Giant walls of bland writing can easily be spit out by any modern AI. While that doesn't sound all that great, according to Wolf, creating large amounts of boring, formulaic text is actually hugely useful for the grunt work of programming.
Okay, I will tell you, I'm a tech guy, and I worked as a programmer, and I think just for fun, sometimes I program, so it can be just a delightful job. At the same time, there's a lot of tedium that goes with it, a lot of debugging and documentation and testing, so there's a lot of the boring things, and we can let AI offload those boring tasks to the AI and focus more on, the more enjoyable, the more, challenging puzzles that that programming can be.
Where that AI-generated code comes from, though, is another issue. AI companies mostly train their models on the open internet, but what exactly they can and can't do is a little bit murky, legally speaking.
Right now, these companies are fighting for their life, and so there is very much an incentive to cut corners. And so, again, whether they're cutting corners by maybe taking data that they shouldn't or having things go with the model that doing things that maybe that it shouldn't, there needs to be a lot of oversight. And right now, a lot of these LLMs are kind of a black box that we don't really know what's going on with them.
One thing that is clear, however, is that AI will be changing the landscape, both in the tech industry and out of it. In fact, it's already changed the game in ways that nobody saw coming.
You probably are not old enough to remember this, but Kodak used to be a huge American company that sold film. And then one day in their Kodak labs, they invented digital cameras, which basically killed film, which, now nobody uses film cameras except, weird hobbyists, right? Well, kind of a strange thing sort of happened the same way. These transformer models that everyone are using were created at Google, but an increasing number of people now are not going to Google to search. They're asking these LLMs. So it might be history repeating itself again, and that, just as Kodak cut its own throat, Google, by coming up with the technology that helps the AIs, may actually cut its own throat.
Artificial intelligence isn't magic, and it isn't even really intelligence. It's a powerful, versatile, and fascinating technology, but it can't think for you. As AI sticks around, it will become more clear what it's actually good for and what's just some tech executive trying to jump on the hype train. For Bird's Eye View, I'm Joey Delahunty.
AI and LLM features can now be found on almost all social media platforms and search engines. It is evident that big tech companies are attempting to integrate AI as quickly as possible to prevent product obsolescence.
There's still plenty more to talk about today. You're listening to Bird's Eye View on 103.3 WZND.
Welcome back to Bird's Eye View. This month's topic is AI.
Before AI took the technological world by storm, it was the medical field that saw the greatest technological innovation. I sat down with the director of ISU's Nursing Simulation Lab, Joanna Willett, to discuss the potential of AI in healthcare. From MRIs to heart rate monitors, the medical field is no stranger to advanced technology. With the rise of artificial intelligence entering in aspects of our daily lives, the question remains, how has it changed technology's role in healthcare? Joanna Willett is the director of the Nursing Simulation Lab at ISU's Mennonite College of Nursing and explained the relationship between technology and healthcare.
I think healthcare is actually one of the early adopters of advanced technology, particularly AI, because healthcare involves massive amounts of really important data. I would say it's already quite integrated into our healthcare system in the United States, and I anticipate in the next 10 to 15 years that will just continue to evolve and get better.
Before artificial intelligence became integrated into the medical field, physicians would have to rely on their own mental database to find possible diagnoses before treating their patients. AI has introduced a new database to help expedite this process.
We'll even just arrive a patient into the emergency department, and already the system is running algorithms in the background of that, like what's their chief complaint, what was their vital signs, what were they seen before previously, and it'll fire called a best practice alert. Like, hey, this patient could be septic, or this patient may be having a stroke, and here's the suggested orders.
The use of artificial intelligence is not limited to professionals already in the field. The most recent additions to the Mennonite College Simulation Lab give students hands-on experience in a low-risk setting.
We've started doing high-fidelity simulations, so really lifelike simulations, completely in virtual reality. We still do it in person when the modality fits and when the objectives of the scenario require that human interaction. But when it's something clinical judgment oriented or assessment oriented, then that's where the technology can really come in.
Despite the benefits this technology has provided, no one system can be perfect. Willett explains one of the risks technological reliance poses on the field.
Information security is really probably at the top of any IT department's concerns, whether it's here at Mennonite or ISU in general or in healthcare, and that's something that has to be addressed, monitored, revised all the time as these new technologies pop into play.
AI usage in the medical field also provides opportunities for people working outside of it. Willett heard from a prospective professor in ISU's Developing College of Engineering about the potential of AI in healthcare.
He had a grad student, when I last spoke with him, his grad student was building an AI, essentially pet, that would follow around folks with dementia and help them stay oriented to their environment and provide some like interaction, cues, reminders, and things.
For Bird's Eye View, I'm Colleen Holden.
Businesses are looking for every way to profit from the AI boom. Whether it be through streamlining operations or offering new products, it is important that businesses integrate and adapt to changes in AI.
With the rapidly growing environment of AI, the public has raised questions of how this enhanced tool will impact the business industry. While AI has the potential to drive efficiency, innovation, and decision-making, it still raises questions about ethics and accountability in the job market. Professor Alan Kring is a member of the Faculty of Finance, Insurance, and Law here at the Illinois State School of Business. He explained the impact that the changes in AI has brought to business operations.
This is all happening much more quickly and with much more certainty about what is to come tomorrow. In business, and I've been a businessman most of my life, now we see it in a much different light from where we were.
While AI feels like a relatively new process in today's society, Kring explains how the hidden nature of AI has secretly always been around, with it being an invisible layer over existing processes.
In a sense, this is all happening behind a curtain, so that the people who are living their lives, driving their cars, doing their jobs, don't get into some kind of a mentality that the world is changing in a way that I don't want it to change.
With AI slowly taking such a crucial role in businesses, Kring fears about the potential role that AI can have on a business and throughout the world. An over-reliance on AI throughout businesses can lead to issues in areas such as the hiring process and production.
Now, that's a problem for a business that says, well, we just do all of our hiring through our AI. The resumes are read and the AI decides who's going to be hired. Are you really sure that the human touch in looking at talent, looking at potential, you want to rely on an AI to do that? Well, that's where we are now.
It is important for people trying to enter the world of business to build skills to stay relevant in this AI-driven business world. Kring emphasizes the many different skills that young people could build to exceed over AI and gives a better understanding of how he lets his students understand the impact of artificial intelligence.
In my classes, I focus mainly on the artificial intelligence aspect. I reassign them. You're going to do this project with an artificial intelligence. You're going to write a ChatGPT, and I'm going to give you your file, and you can let that ChatGPT help you. You'd be surprised at how sloppy they are, and they get wrong answers, which you get if you don't construct everything correct.
In an era where AI is increasingly integrated into business operations, it is crucial to navigate its potential benefits alongside ethical considerations and accountability. Emphasize the importance of developing relevant skills to ensure that future professionals can thrive in an AI-driven landscape. For Bird's Eye View, I'm Ben Hootie.
It was refreshing to hear about AI being used as an aid in the general workforce instead of being a hindrance to job availability. Narratives like these can be really helpful to establish coexistence between advanced technology and human contribution to society.
We've got so much more here on Bird's Eye View. You're listening to 103.3 WZND. Changing the way of businesses, economics, and everyday life, but the life of college students as well. I spoke to Jennifer Freeberg, director of the Center for Integrated Professional Development, on how faculty and students use AI.
Initially, back in, what was it, the fall of 2022, a lot of people in higher education were taken by surprise with the advent of generative in artificial intelligence, just because I think we weren't ready or we weren't aware of what the potential of Gen AI was in and out of higher education.
Jennifer says that because AI came as a surprise, everyone has mixed feelings about it, and that there needs to be a fine line between how and how not to use AI.
I am a supporter of using generative AI in the classroom. If it's used for the right reasons, and if we demonstrate to our students, as instructors, if we demonstrate to our students how they should be using it and why they should be using it, because obviously students will leave ISU and start their professional careers, and there will be some kind of expectation that they'll be able to use AI or be literate in artificial intelligence and issues surrounding it, once they're done with us here.
Illinois State has a guidebook on the CIPR website on how to correctly work with AI and not around it.
If you want to incorporate Gen AI into your classes, or if you don't, here are some things you might want to think about. And so, we started really in January of 2023 putting those resources together and have really built on those as generative AI and the conversations around Gen AI on our campus and just in the broader society have evolved and as the technology itself has changed. And so the guidance that you find on our website is really about taking evidence-informed pedagogy, so how we teach, and applying it to scaffold student success and faculty success.
The guide can also help students use AI in an ethical way. Concerns or questions about when to use the intelligence tool have been answered.
We have done, the folks in my center have worked a lot with the Dean of Students Office and with the General Counsel and with Academic Affairs and the Office of the Provost to say, how do we help people understand what they can and what they shouldn't do with Gen AI, just because you don't want to share information that, would be used unethically, or you don't want to take someone else's intellectual property and share that in a model that then becomes more public.
Illinois State University created these guidelines to benefit their faculty and students. With AI growing daily, Freeberg says that they are prepared to keep up. For Bird's Eye View, I'm Lauren Leisure.
On campus, opinions vary on students' welcomeness to AI innovations. Gauging public opinion regarding AI can help in understanding why it is a topic that proves so controversial.
So far, we've talked about how AI impacts specific corners of society, whether it be the economy or the classroom. But what about the everyday person? WZND's Everton Levy has more.
Artificial intelligence, or as many know it as AI, is something that has been on the rise over the last couple of years. While it's been around for some time, the use of it by students has increased since the pandemic a couple of years back. And now questions have arose about the use of it by those students.
Owen Nix had this to say about the use of AI.
In some cases, it's nice to just get a little help from it, but then other cases, it's like, if we're really only dependent on it, then it could affect how the student does academically and everything. So there's good and bad in it.
As of now, ISU has a few policies in place when it comes to AI use.
Maybe like enforce it a little more. Have it like if you're in like, I don't know how they would do it. Like if you're using the Wi-Fi, you can't access it, the website or anything. So something like that.
After speaking with a few students, some also shared this same thought process. But on the other hand, some students see it as very helpful for them, and that there really isn't an issue with using it. Those students argue that using it can be beneficial without it giving you a clear-cut answer. Another student, Aaron Lane, shared why he believes that AI is useful for students doing their work.
It can, like, take control over some assignments and be negative in some aspects. I think overall it's a helpful tool for me just because it helps me see like the process rather than getting the answer straight away. I just have it help me with the process of finding through questions. So I find it a really helpful tool.
We heard what Nix thinks university could do. What does Lane believe ISU can do?
There's not much I would think that universities can do to really rule enforce using AI. I think using AI can be like recommended, like not to, maybe for directly answers, but I think that students should be able to use it for like helping on their homework.
AI is a complex thing that people have varying opinions on, and on a campus with over 20,000 students, the possibilities for AI use are endless. For WZND and the Bird's Eye View team, I'm Everton Levy.
AI can influence our everyday lives in many different ways. With artificial intelligence only growing from here on out, the rewards and the consequences to continue to grow with it.
That's all we got for this episode of Bird's Eye View. In this episode, we took a look at the effects of AI development on the economy and labor market, information technology, business, education, and healthcare. We also heard students' opinions of the AI revolution and if their expected outcomes are positive or negative. If you missed any part of today's show, you can head over to WZND.com to listen to the full show right after this. Thank you for listening to Bird's Eye View.
This has been WZND's Bird's Eye View. Catch more WZND in-depth news every Sunday at noon with WZND's Second Look and Bird's Eye View. For previous episodes, find Bird's Eye View on the podcast tab at WZND.com.